Oh, perfect. So, okay, perfect. So we're almost in the final point of the digital sector, and I would like to know if you have addressed taxing hesitancy as mm-hmm. one of the most important challenges, and you have proposed that education to medical providers and scientists could be the answer. There is a special program here in Vaccine Infection that is addressing that. It's part of some academic curricula in medical students.
Well, we have paid quite a lot of attention to vaccinology as a course in the medical curriculum. So it's a one-week module in the medical curriculum. Mm-hmm. Also in for the pharmacy students, so not only for the medical students, but also for the pharmacy students. So that already illustrates in which direction we wanted to go more than 10 years ago. And then we decided also to participate in many other programs, like the
Sorry
one...
for interrupting you. Yep. This is from 10 years ago, you have this one-week
yep.
course.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Hey, we were frontliners. and then we participate, I think, in several EU programs. So we have the LIFE program, where Antwerp is very happy to be the host for 6 months for you. Mm-hmm. But we have also, there is the EU IDEAL program, which is a one-week module on infectious disease and vaccinology that travels around Europe with University of Paris, University of Rome, University of Edinburgh, and the University of Antwerp. So it's another way to try to train people, young people like you. Mm-hmm. And then we have already 10 years now the summer course on vaccinology for students, which we offer in particular, not for our own students, but for the students that are from Europe, the 53 countries of the WHO European region, in fact. But now it's also open since 2 years for the live students. So it's a nice mixture, I would say, of live students, which quite a lot of experience from their own background, mm-hmm. and of course, some younger students coming from, I would say, all over Europe, because they can be from Ukraine, from Russia, from Spain, from Italy, from Tajikistan, and they will spend a week here, really a bath of, I would say, basic immunology and basic vaccinology. And it's interesting because we work a lot with immunologists, and it's very important to have this link. I'm much more focused on vaccine trials and public health, but it's quite important to have that link with immunology and immunologists, because they can tell you why there is something in the vaccine, why this part is important, how a vaccine works. And this is the basic, I would say, of the vaccinology. And the first day that we offer in the course is really offered by immunologists from this university. And they will tell the students really on what do you need to know about how the immunology works to understand how the vaccine works. And on the other hand, what is in the vaccine really needs to be there to also understand how it will interact with the immunology. And that's really what we need as a cornerstone to build programs, schedules, and all the rest. So it really illustrates very much, because your audience is more an audience of immunologists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it really illustrates you can't do the one without the other. So you need each other to bring a good message, even at the level of hesitancy. Because if you really can explain to parents why you do have aluminium in the vaccine, they will not be that opposed against aluminium. Very often doctors say, you know, I don't know, and aluminium, if you start to Google, you start to see it's dangerous and you have to take into consideration some toxicity levels. But if you have the immunologist that says, look, that's why it's there, and we know exactly how much is there, and it's safe, and it's within the limits of safety, that wants to hear. And that's what doctors need to know to communicate. So it's very much an interaction between different fields.
So, you have stressed that vaccinology is a multidisciplinary mm-hmm. effort, crucial now more than ever. So what message would you, why would you say to an undergraduate student to focus on vaccinology, like in a short message? Why? Why vaccinology is so important?
Why is it so important in a short message?
Yeah.
That's the challenge for
yeah.
me, is a short message. I think what I expect from your students is to spread the message, because you're well trained, to spread the message that vaccines are important because they really save lives. And at a large scale, at a global scale, and I don't know a lot of medical interventions that can do that. And we really need to understand this global level of impact of immunization programs, and that can really make the difference. And you are there to well spread this message.
So if you want to save lives, vaccinology, one of the more effective.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, but if you will take a picture at the end, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it for Persos. Thank you very much for your time. And now, if you agree, just this message that you said, we can record you saying it in a video, it will be like 15-30 second video, maybe a minute.
No, that's perfect. Yeah.